It was as he neared his destination that he recalled that Farrowdale's were not renowned for their receptionists either. They were always leaving and being replaced. He remembered the girl who was usually doing an odd clerical job on reception and would always type to the end of the line before getting up to deal with him. There was the girl who had papered the walls of her corner with holiday postcards and pin-ups, but could never find a space for a list of rooms or telephone extensions. There was the make-yourself-at-home girl, who was usually drinking tea, or knitting, or having a chat. Sometimes all three. Wondering what he had to face this time, he braced himself and prepared to fight his way in to see Mr. Lee for his 3:30 appointment. It was therefore something of a shock to see this cheerful face confronting him.
Good afternoon, sir. Mr. Sullivan for Mr. Lee.
That's right.
She actually knew his name.
Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Lee's last visitor hasn't gone yet, but I don't think he'll be much longer. Would you like to leave your coat and take a seat while you wait? And perhaps you'd like a cup of tea. It's just coming round.
So, comfortably seated, with a cup of tea in his hand, Mr. Sullivan was only too happy to wait and watch the new receptionist's routine. He wondered what made her such a success at her job. Let's see. First of all, she looks right. Neat, attractive, well-groomed. Second, and even more important, she has the right attitude to the job. She realizes that to many visitors, she represents the firm. She is the first impact, and they may well take their impression of the company from her behavior.